I have like my screen.
What?
I know I'm in a class. I thought I didn't know it was going to be today, so I'm like, let me run.
What? So tell us a little bit about your background in the whole beautification industry.
Yes. So, I got my first degree in psychology. I worked in mental health for 10 years. I decided to go back to be a nurse. I went to, my first degree was from Quinnipiac University. My second degree, my nursing degree was from the College in New Rochelle. So I still worked as a psychiatric nurse, but I also work in an ICU trauma. So that is where I am full time. But I have just always been an advocate for mental health. And I think that comes from, you know, a lot of it from self-esteem. So I wanted to really play a part in making people feel good about themselves and making them feel good and own, you know, their skin and feel confident with their bodies and their skin. And when I came across Be You, you know, their slogan is Be You and Own It. And I just resonated with that so much because, you know, aesthetics gets a difficult, it gets a hard rap about, you know, unrealistic expectations. And I'm here to kind of break that stigma and just enhancing people's natural beauty and making them feel good about themselves. Because like I said, if you feel good, if you look good, you feel good, you do good. And with, you know, the mental health crisis going on right now, I think it's very important for people to feel confident in their skin.
And so what PRP is with is the I guess procedure that I'm going to be on that I've been on, I guess undergoing already. So can you I know that they use this same type of procedure rather to for cancer patients or for people who are enduring enduring a lot of pain. But can you walk us through the pre-process of this PRP hair restoration and kind of like what it entails?
Yeah, absolutely. So PRP is regenerative medicine and it's amazing because it has a bunch of different uses and it's from your own body, which is a great source for, you know, regenerating. When we do a PRP for hair, what we do is I will draw blood and put it in a centrifuge to kind of separate the red blood cells from the plasma platelets. Then I remove, you know, that plasma part, which is filled with platelets as well, and I inject that back into your scalp. So, you know, the science behind it is that it helps prolong the anagen phase of hair, which is the growth phase. So your hair has cycle, you know, has three phases. The anagen phase is where it's actually growing. So the PRP, platelet-rich plasma, is helped to prolong that anagen phase of hair. It also helps with cell regeneration. It helps to kind of stimulate the dermal papilla cells, which is used for the hair follicles. People have shown to have thicker, more quantity of hair follicles post-treatment.
So I've had one treatment and I think I've noticed a little bit of a difference already. I pulled it back a little bit, but I think I noticed a little bit of a difference as I saw that. It's been about 5 weeks since we saw each other. So I think I definitely saw some results while I see a little bit more baby hair. I'm like, oh, it's a baby hair. But
I
I
love that.
was going to ask you, how many people typically go through this process? When they, I mean, or until they see some results.
So typically people see results within 4 sessions. I like to be, you know, a little bit more on the conservative side, especially when, you know, people have expectations, especially when they're doing treatments. I know, like I said, I was a consumer before I became a, you know, provider, so I know. I know you're spending money. You want to know exactly what you're going to get. So I like to be real and I like to say, let's put our expectations and be realistic. The average cycle, again, everyone's different, but you go maybe 0.25 of an inch every month or so. So this is a longevity. This is a marathon, with conjunction with, you know, obviously supplements or a healthy diet, drinking a lot of water, topical cream, stuff like that. But typically after 4 sessions, I like to do between 4 to 6 weeks around in between each session. So around 4 sessions, then we start to see actual progress. But some people do see it after one.
Yeah, I did see it after one for sure. I was like, whoa, like, cause I remember I had a little cowlick, like moves, like a moose lick. And I was like, where's he go? I actually really did. Cause it's been like 5 weeks and I was like, whoa. My hair does go fast, but I was going to ask you too as well. Do
Sorry.
people
Hi, sorry. Sorry.
I knew you would get it. So Michelle, Michelle, did somebody bump you?
I'm literally in a room, a closet.
Okay. But basically, Michelle, you were telling me about the pain, and you were like, "Oh, am I not? It depends, whatever." I normally have a high tolerance for pain, so for me, when I was getting those little pricks, I was like, "I don't know if I did something I wasn't supposed to do the night previous, which is probably most likely what I did, or if I was just being bad, or if I was just being annoying. I don't know, but one thing's for sure is when I take those." I was taking in those pricks. I was like, "Oh my God!" When you were starting to inject me with my own, I did feel a warm sensation of that when you're injecting into the area of the scalp. And I was like, "That's interesting." Like it was a little, it was a prick and an injection, and I actually felt the plasma being reinserted back into me, like my scalp. So I was like, "Wow, that's kind of interesting." So to me, just thinking about that was kind of creeping me out. But at the same time, I was like, "You know, you could do this," but you were going pretty fast, which I think was great. Thank you for that.
Well,
And hopefully on our next treatment, you'll go faster.
yes.
Because that was really, it was a little painful. But when I was getting 75% through it, I was like, "Oh, okay, I get it now." Because it was like, for me, it was just like, what is that doing up there, my scalp? So it was cool. But no, I think overall, it was very worth my while. And I spoke to some other people that I worked with in the past. And they were like, "Oh, I just went ahead and get the other treatment because that was just like, so painful." But then I saw a little, like a couple little hairs, and I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna keep on this road because I want to see
Yeah.
where it goes." And it's natural, and it's you putting your body first, and be you, and own it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for me, I can't wait to the next treatment, which is probably gonna be soon because I think I'm already in the 5th week zone.
Yeah.
So I think they're gonna send a scheduler, but some of the pre things that you were telling me to do before I got the treatment, you were just saying don't drink, don't do things that are going to disrupt your blood flow, and then you're saying to get Tylenol or something sometimes, right?
So you can take Tylenol. You don't want to take a blood thinner. So like nothing like Advil, drinking, smoking, those are all blood thinners. Fish oil is actually a blood thinner because that will increase your risk of bleeding, obviously, and it increase your risk of bruising. So that's, theoretically, PRP is pretty safe. The only risk is really the risk for infection because you have little open wounds, which is why I say you sleep on a clean pillowcase. You don't want to shower or wash your hair with shampoo for at least 48 hours. You don't want to put serums or anything on that area because it's still open.
So for you, for me, I didn't wash my hair for like 5 days because I was like really like, I don't know, I'll mess it up. I know they put that plasma in there. And I was like, but I know for me, I didn't bleed, right? I didn't bleed.
Very minimal.
Yeah, very minimal. And then I didn't see any bleeding afterwards either, which I was kind of like, okay, am I human now? Or did she make me into am I a drone? Like, what am I? So I didn't see any of that. So I was kind of in shock too. But yeah, for the most part, I think that for me, for after the treatment, oh, I do ride a motorcycle or a metacycle or a cafe racer or a scrambler, which is everybody who's listening to this would understand what that is. But basically it's like a moped, like a more masculine version of a moped. But
Okay.
basically, and basically what I found when I put the helmet on, that was a little bit numb. I mean, that was a little bit like tender. But and I forgot. But other than that, I was like, oh, this is not bad. Like I could do almost everything. When I did go to sleep, I did sleep on a clean pillowcase or pillow, or at least a blanket on top of it if I was too lazy some days. But I did treat it like I got that, like I had it. I treated myself as if I was going through post procedure every day for like almost 5 days. Because I was really
Right.
concerned. I didn't want to make sure but I noticed I healed right away. I noticed that those little wounds or whatever you call them, the little pricks, the same kind of pricks you would do for if you had a, I guess you were diabetic or you get pricked with insulin or something. I don't know. I'm assuming that, or even like an injection with Botox, those small syringes. So it didn't really leave anything. When I went after the, and after the, after, I did get something to eat. I think we went to Chick-fil-A across the street from you guys or something.
Yeah.
Right. 'Cause I was starving. But you know, like for me, that was pretty much it. But overall, it was a great treatment. I would say for people to wash their head, it is a little tender after, but that tended to dissipate after 2 days, like you said.
Great, yeah.
The tender in there, yeah. I didn't bruise. I was really concerned about that because I saw people when I did my research, they had bruising around the eye, almost like a black eye almost. And so I was kind of concerned about that because I had to go to other appointments and meetings, and I was like, "How is this going to work?" So that didn't happen to me. I'm not sure if that would or would happen to someone else. It depends on your body and how well you take that. But rather than that, is there anything else we should know about PRP that we didn't touch on already?
No, I feel like, you know, just obviously, you know, people need a consultation. Not everybody is a candidate. And again, have, you know, realistic expectations. If this is something that you're struggling with, I mean, it's a step prior to getting a hair transplant. I mean, I'm always like, why not try it? You know, if this is something you're really insecure about, you know, let me help you. We're on the, you know, we're on this journey together. Hey, I'm realistic. I'm not going to guarantee the world. But let's try it. Let's see. You know, worst case scenario, you're right back where you started. But if I can get you a little bit closer to where you want to be, I'm happy.
Right. And then some people have heard like Tory Lanez and some people like have had hair restoration treatments, younger guys. They've said that they've done this treatment in conjunction with FUE or FUE treatment. And they've done this treatment, like you said, as a precursor if they didn't see any results right away. But most people say they do see results that I've spoken to. So they said you're going to get results, but you just got to make sure that you have that you're able to endure that pain that they felt. I said it was painful, but it wasn't that much to endure. I was just thinking to myself, like, what is she doing up there? But other than that, I think we're all good. It was a pleasure speaking with you today. And I think a lot of people are going to be listening to this and they're going to really learn a lot. So thank you so much, Michelle. You're so
Thank
happy. You're so
you.
happy.
Yay.
Yay.
Wait, can we take a screenshot
No screen. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
all
Because,
right. All
because Irene told me I need Botox, so.
Oh, come through. How
She's
difficult.
but she told me. She's trying to give me all these procedures. I told her I'm gonna be Asian by the
No,
time
you're talented. You're gonna look great.
done. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm gonna let you guys know before I guess pitch it to the general public, but I'm gonna put this together pretty fast, and I'm gonna cut it together and have it spliced and have it just have it the sound level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please
So thank you
let
so
me know.
much.
Thank you. Come see me soon.
Okay, I will.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.